Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We're going to have a conversation that, you know what, it's a little disturbing, I have to admit.
So the COVID-19 vaccination rollout is well underway here in Singapore, and many are patiently waiting to be called for the vaccine. You know, but while there's anticipation and hope, we've got a problem. Fraudsters are also finding ways to exploit people's vulnerabilities.
That's right. Criminals have begun to capitalize on consumers' confusion with a troubling new deluge of scams. They include phony websites designed to look like those of vaccine makers like Moderna and Pfizer, and they steal your personal information.
Yeah, there are others that offer false promises of early access to vaccines, sometimes in the form of home deliveries, and there are also some that make you pay for a COVID-19 vaccine.
So interestingly, many of these scams are not necessarily targeted at specific people. Rather, they randomly target phone numbers, email addresses. They often, these contact details have actually been stolen and they're available to buy on the dark web.
So how do you avoid becoming a victim? Let's find out more from Ronald Lee, who's Managing Director, Asia Know Before. Ronald, good morning. How are you?
Hi, morning. Morning to both of you.
This is quite a troubling situation we're in, where, you know, vaccination is supposed to provide hope around the world, but you've got scams. I mean, could you give us an overview, like how soon or since when did these scams start to come out, and how, what kind of increase are we seeing in these scams around the world?
I think it's the fastest way for scammers to actually get the money from unsuspected people, right? So they come out with all these kind of scams like phishing, like smishing, which is SMS phishing, right? Or spear phishing. These are targets by hackers or bad guys to actually do social engineering attacks.
Yeah, so I'm quite curious about the countries that are likely to have a high number of these vaccine scams happening. Do you have any stats that you can share with us?
So it all starts with all the developed countries, and then slowly now it's coming to Singapore. The bad guys always target where the money is, especially like US. You're finding a lot of these scams in UK and also now coming into Singapore.
Okay.
So the police have put out a lot of notice on this too.
Right, right. Here in Singapore, I mean, the Ministry of Health has put up a notice to urge people to be wary of these vaccine scams. I guess, you know, just keeping it with Singapore, what kind of scams have we seen so far? Which are the ones that have surfaced?
Singaporeans need to take note of phishing. They need to understand what phishing emails are, right? If an email is sent to their email box, they need to read carefully. Always those scam emails always will be there's urgency. Please click, you have a free COVID jab, or go to a website. Read carefully. Do not click when there's urgency to those emails.
Yeah, and earlier you were pointing to the fact that, and we had seen this in the research, that it's not just a specific group of people, right? It is random. So it's, and in particular, because we've had all of these incidents recently of people's addresses and contact details being leaked in tech hacks, that sort of stuff is available on the dark web. So who is this affecting?
So it's actually everyone, because it's called phishing, right? It's not a spear phishing whereby it's a targeted attack. So in all these are termed as social engineering attacks, whereby the humans are the weakest link, right? So in a business, they would bypass your physical security. They will do like a domain spoofing, which looks like an email is coming from within the organization. So employees need to recognize all those emails through cybersecurity training. Right. So they need to go through regular simulated phishing, regular training, so that they can recognize all the latest attacks.
Ronald, I got an SMS yesterday, and first of all, it was weird that it was an SMS from a friend, because he uses SMS anymore. And on it, I saw a weird link. So I immediately deleted the whole SMS without clicking on anything. But it got me thinking, what happens if I accidentally click that link?
So if you click on that link, right, it's a malicious link. It might go to a website, right? Right now, where MOA say do not go to particular website, those are fake website. You might enter in your particulars, your IC, your telephone numbers, and all these will go to the dark web, right? And in the dark web, they'll sell all these personal information to criminals or the bad guys. So if you come across a link they don't recognize, right, shorten links, shorten URL, do not click on them. Even though it's forwarded to you by, let's say, your mom or your dad, you know, do not click on those links. It could be an innocent forward of those SMS, right? Do not click on them.
Is there hope for me if I accidentally click on the link, but I don't enter anything? I like, well, okay, I clicked in, I immediately close it and just get out of it.
So there are a few things that happen, right? For phone, for SMS, if you click on the link, they recognize that that telephone number on this mobile, right, is an active one, and they'll keep sending it to you. Right? Okay. So you have friends that say, hey, like, I like to play with them when I receive those smishing, which is SMS, right? They just click on the link, they enter the details, fake details, but then to the hackers, right, or the bad guys, this is an active number.
So it's going to be troublesome for you. You're kind of safe, but it's troublesome for you because you're going to keep getting these links.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
On
right.
That, on
and then
that
you can
note.
Then resell them.
Right.
Ah,
right.
Your number at least.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
On that note, some phones have the facility, don't they, that you can block a text and that you can register it as being something suspicious. What actually happens when you block something and you say, yeah, this is something that is untrustworthy?
So iPhone or some of the phones, right now you can just block the number. You block the number to them. It might be a 50-50, right? Whether this, so after a while, they might not send you anymore. You might not receive this message anymore at all.
Let's move on to what these scams actually look like when they play out. Okay, so China, for example, they've arrested the leader of a multi-million dollar scam that passed off saline solution and mineral water as COVID-19 vaccines. Oh, this is so disappointing. Yeah. A fraudster claiming to work for the National Health Service in the UK injected a 92-year-old woman with a fake COVID-19 vaccine in her house. And they charged her £160 for the privilege. So we're talking more than $200, approaching $250. I mean, what kind of scams are we vulnerable to here in Singapore?
So in Singapore, I think the MOH or the police has done a pretty good job, right, to inform everyone there's no such thing as buying the vaccine online, or you can go to anyone in Singapore to get the vaccine, right? So their message is already out. But the troubling thing is whereby there are links that tell you, you know, please enter this survey, right? Ah. So it could look insidious, right? So you just click on the link, you enter in a survey, this is an active number, right? Another thing for business is that an email can come in, right? It might not be asking you to get or buy a vaccine. It might be things like, please register for a COVID, right? Vaccination. So it's an innocent thing, right? They could do a domain spoof that would look like it's coming from the Ministry of Health. So unknowing people will just enter and then it looks like a MOH website and you enter your particulars. So it could be insidious. It's not so much of targeting people to buy vaccines. So in Singapore, I think that awareness is already known.
Yeah, but do we have to remind people that due to things like SingPass and the kind of great tech that the government has, actually all the records are already there. No one from the government would call you up and say, we need your details, because they already have your details, right?
We need to inform. We need to remind, because the way hackers do it or bad guys do it, it's always an urgent, right? There's always now a pent-up emotions in Singapore that I want to get a vaccine. Everywhere you talk to friends, say, I want to be the first. So if you receive an email, right, or a SMS message that you have been selected, unknowingly you think, wow, I like won a lottery, right? And you click on the link, right?
How big a role does desperation play? And the reason I ask that is because two elderly people, one who lives in a certain part of Singapore, has already received his letter to get vaccinated. Another one, a little bit older, in his mid-70s, hasn't. And I was told, maybe get that elderly person to register online their interest, which you can. And there are legit notices at lift lobbies to register. We need to be patient. We cannot afford to be desperate. But how do we control that?
So I think for people in the knowledge, right, they need to inform their folks. Like for me, I tell my parents, right, be wary, the letter will come through the mail. Yes. It will be an official letter, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So we need to remind, because bad guys just put up a net, right, a fishing net to catch whatever fish. That's why it's called fishing, right? So a unsuspected person would click on the link or SMS message, and then that's the big problem.
So what should you do if you think you've been a victim of a scam, or if you think you've spotted one? What should you do with that information?
So there are a few things. One is that you don't panic, right? Let the authorities know.
Okay.
Right? Mm. So they can build a case and then inform the public on it.
Who specifically? Would you go straight to the police?
There are police anti-scam center. There's a police anti-scam center. Mm. They can really help.
Okay. Ronald, I suppose to wrap things up, I guess you could share with us some knowledge, perhaps some tips, telltale signs to look out for when a weird website comes in that looks like MOH website, but you're not quite sure.
So the main thing is to hover over the link, right? Mm. Right, and look at the link, whether it's .gov, right? Mm. Or moh.gov.sg, right? Mm. Right, so what hackers do is that they just do a domain spoof, right? They put the email that's coming in as though it is from MOH, right?
But not quite. So it's like maybe, I'm guessing, mohgov.com. And that's wrong.
Yes.
Something like that?
All right. Or MO, yep.
Yeah, because at first glance, it can look like a legit website.
It can literally be a case of one letter, can't it?
Gosh, and they're getting creative.
Another thing is the contents itself. Most of those phishing email has spelling errors. So it has to prompt your suspicious, you know what I mean? You look at it and if you're suspicious, then if it's suspicious, then definitely it could be a spam.
Ronald, I'm so sorry to take up a little bit more time here. What are your thoughts on phishing sites that end up looking like online games? Play a game, win a prize. Win a vaccine.
Because the main thing for hackers and the bad guys is actually to get your information.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever it is, it could... For example, if you go to a website, right? The insidious thing is that if you click on the link... Like key loggers could be downloaded onto your notebook, on your personal notebook,
right?
And then now you have a key logger which basically track all your movements, what you click, where you go. And then in the event that you go to your bank account, entering your name, then that's it. You're headed, right? So go to websites which are known, right? Those that are reputable, not someone that is sent to you by a friend, right? Mm. Or go to this website, I went there, you can get free gifts and this, so you have to be very, very careful.
I feel like I've just been part of a horror show. Ronald Lee, Managing Director, Asia, Know Before. Ronald, really appreciate your time and your advice this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.